The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age."
Good morning. Please be seated. If you don't know me, I'm Elizabeth Limkowitz. I've gone to Calvary my entire life, and I just graduated a little over 2 weeks ago from George Ranch. And so today I'm going to be giving y'all the senior sermon. And so this is such a great opportunity, and I'm so excited to be here with y'all today. I know I haven't been in church the past few weeks. I promise I haven't just been skipping. As many of you know, the last couple weeks of senior year and the beginning of that summer is a really exciting and stressful time, and I'd actually like to share a little about what's been going on the past few weeks with y'all. So the weekend of May 20th was my senior prom, and so that Saturday night we had the dance, and then that Sunday I wasn't here. I got to go to Schlitterbahn in Galveston with my best friends, and that was a lot of fun. And so the following weekend was actual graduation, so that was May 27th. And in case you didn't know, being late to your own graduation, even though you had to be at school 3 hours earlier, is a very stressful experience. So that was graduation, and then that night we had ProGrad, which was our lock-in, and so I got to go have one last hurrah with all of my best friends, and then we didn't get back to the school till 7:30 that Sunday morning, and I was in bed by 8 o'clock, so I was not here that day. And then this past Sunday, I actually went to school for my last band event ever, and we actually drove to Disney World that Sunday, got there that Monday morning, and went to Universal, and we were there, and I just got home yesterday, and that was one of the most fun weeks I've ever had, and I got to go to the coolest place on earth with my best friends, and so that was awesome. I'm so glad to be back with y'all today. And so to start out, I just wanted to say that the past 4 years that I've been in high school have been some of the best years of my life, and people always talked about how high school is like really stressful and not always like a good time, but I've been really blessed. I have the best family anyone could ask for. My parents are so supportive of me and everything that I've done and have been for the past 4 years, through everything from band to school to what I've decided to do in the fall and the years after that. And I have the best brothers and now sister-in-law that anyone could ask for. And I feel so loved. And I'm so glad that they're all here today. And so I'm giving them a little shout out. Some of my best friends and their families came today, and it's just so nice that I've had friends whose families have accepted me as their own, and who have welcomed me in their home anytime that I've needed anything. And I've just been so blessed with the people of God has put in my life. And going along with that, I've been so blessed to be here at Calvary and the family I have here. So I actually want to share part of one of my college essays with y'all. So that sounds really lame, but please bear with me. So Apply Texas is the general application process you use if you're going to apply to a Texas university. And so I'm actually going to share what I wrote for essay prompt A. So I'd like to read the essay prompt for y'all. And it reads, "What was the environment in which you were raised? Describe your family, home, neighborhood, or community, and explain how to shape you as a person." I decided to take a little turn with this. When I first read it, I didn't know what to write about. I was like, I live in Sugar Land. Like, I don't know how that's contributed to me growing up. But I thought about the home I've had here at Calvary and the family I've had here. And so that's the angle I took with it. And so I wrote it focused around a really hard time in my life. And so I'm going to read you an excerpt of this. So I am going to look at the page. I apologize. "Calvary Episcopal Church had been my home church since I was born, and it gave me exactly what I needed at this point in my life. To those who drive by, it's just an old red brick building with stained glass windows. To me, those brick walls are a sign of comfort, because when I'm within them, I'm surrounded by the people who raised me. And those stained glass windows symbolize the light that shines through every situation life brings. I felt so lost at this point in my life, and I worried that things would never be okay again. However, I found reassurance in the congregation at my church. This is not just a group of people who come together once a week, but a community of people who are always there for each other. I always thought that my family was just those who lived under the same roof as me, but now it grew to include all those who I worshiped with on Sundays. The love that I've experienced at Calvary has taught me what it means to love unconditionally. Calvary is the type of place where if you miss a couple of weeks in a row, people will call you to make sure everything is okay. It's the type of place where people come early and stay late because they really want to know each other. It's the type of place where people go out of their way to meet visitors and newcomers and let them know how glad we are to have them. Most importantly, Calvary is the type of place where you feel safe and supported. An old African proverb says, "It takes a village to raise a child." It turns out I didn't need a village, I just needed my little church. So that barely touches the surface of what being here at Calvary has done for me and all the things it has taught me. And from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you to every single person sitting in this room today, every single member of this church, and every single person who's been a member of this church in the past. Being a member of Calvary has shaped me into the person I am and the person God wanted me to be and wants me to be. And without this support system, I truly don't know where I would be today. I look around and some of the people here have known me my whole life, some a few years, some a few weeks, and some this might be your first time seeing me, but each and every person here has impacted me in such an incredible way. It's to the point that though I'm not going to be here in the fall, I know that anytime next year, anytime next week, or anywhere 10 years down the road, if I ever needed anything at any point, I could call anyone in this room and they would drop whatever they were doing and be there for me. Because that's what family does, and Calvary's a family. So I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you for making this community what it's been. It's grown every year that I've been here, and it just gets better and better. 1 second. Okay, so now that I've officially graduated, there's 2 questions that I frequently get, and I'm going to start with the first one, and hopefully that won't make me cry as much as talking about this community. But the first one is the obvious, what are your plans next? That is a really scary question, but now that I have an answer, I guess it's a little less scary. So to answer that question, in case you couldn't tell by the color, and if you haven't heard me talk about it, I am going to the Texas A&M University in College Station. Giggum. I'm super excited. I will be attending the Mays Business School, and as of now, I plan to study finance. As of now. And I plan to attend the football games. Lots and lots of football games. I already bought my student pass. Whenever I think about the plans I've chosen for the fall, I really know that God is at work in my life. Some of you may know this, others may not. If you had asked me where I was going this time last year or any time before that, I would have told you I was going to the University of Texas. So to my dad and Father Paul, I'm still really sorry about the false hope I gave you. But all things aside, this is really where God has called me to be. I didn't tour A&M until this past fall. I toured UT my junior year, and I was like, yeah, UT's the place for me, cool. And then, as my parents will tell you, when we toured A&M, it was an instant switch. It was like maroon code, like it was all A&M from there on out. I never consciously made the decision to go to A&M, and as cheesy as this is going to sound, A&M chose me, or more importantly, God chose A&M for me. As he always does, God has a way, a really funny way of overpowering your plan with his. And I still get from my friends, I thought you were going to UT. And I'm like, yeah, I did too. But on a serious note, this is the place that God wanted me to be and wants me to be. And I truly feel like it's where I belong and where I'm going to grow in my faith. As many of you know, I spent the past 3 summers volunteering at Camp Allen, the Episcopal summer camp. For the Diocese of Texas as a volunteer camp counselor. And although I won't be there this summer, many of the people that I've met there and my friends from there are a huge part of my support system and have grown with me and my faith along the way. And so having that community has been a huge part, along with my community at Calvary, to help me grow in my faith. And a lot of them go to A&M, so I already have a lot of people there who I know will encourage me in my faith and will hold me accountable. And so that makes this whole lot of change a little less scary. And a couple of things I'm doing this summer. I have my orientation this week, but along with that, I'm going to fish camp, which if you're an A&M fan, I know you know what that is. So that's their incoming freshman camp. But along with that, I'm doing Impact, which is A&M's incoming freshman Christian camp. So I'm really excited to utilize that as a way to meet friends who share the same faith as me and already having that group of people going into the fall. In case you didn't know, A&M has Canterbury, which is their campus Episcopal ministry, and it's supposed to be a really great group, and they have things a couple nights a week, and so I plan to give that a shot. And St. Thomas is the Episcopal church in the community, and I plan to try that out as well. So that's what I'm doing in the fall, but now on to the harder question, and the one that's a little harder to talk about is, how do I feel about all the change that's coming? And I can't answer that with just one sentence or one feeling, unlike the other question, because it's a lot of feelings that come with it. Sometimes I feel super excited. There are times when I literally am jumping for joy about the thought of being an Aggie, and I feel like I want to throw up at the same time. I'm essentially leaving everything I've known my entire life. Like I said, I've grown up not only in this church, I've grown up in the same house, in the same community, with the same group of people for 18 years. And now I'm leaving all of that, but I do have a couple of my best friends going to A&M with me. But I am essentially leaving everything I've known, and that's pretty horrifying. However, I get to be an Aggie, so that's pretty cool. One of the scariest things is I won't have my parents 20 feet away when I'm sick or lonely or I just want someone to laugh with. And that's going to be really hard. However, I'll have the opportunity to meet a lot of unique people and to grow closer to some people that I already know. But I'm constantly grateful that I have something that makes leaving home so hard, because a lot of people I know keep talking about how they can't wait to leave and they can't wait to get out of here. And while I'm excited for this next chapter, I have so many loving people and so many just great friends and family that makes leaving it really hard. And so you gotta be thankful for everything that God's given me. And I'm just glad that it is hard to leave and it isn't easy to leave. My life motto that I've adopted the past couple of years is that if you're uncomfortable, you're growing. If you constantly stay in your comfort zone and you don't branch out and try new things and meet new people, and do make yourself vulnerable in a good way, then you're not gonna grow into a new person and you're not gonna experience new life experiences. Leaving for school in the fall is gonna be really weird and it's gonna be really hard. There's gonna be times where I'm really lonely and I'm gonna cry and I'm just gonna want my dad, mom and dad to be there. But there's gonna be times when I'm surrounded by a lot of really cool people and where I'm super excited. This wave of change that's coming is going to help shape me into the person that God wants me to be, just like being here at Calvary has shaped me into who he wants me to be. And although I don't fully know what's coming in the fall, and I don't think I will until I get there, I don't think you ever really know what's coming until it's there, God does know what's coming, and he has a reason for putting me there, and I know he wouldn't put me there if I couldn't handle it. The faith that I've developed in my years at Calvary and in my time at Camp Allen and through all these experiences gives me the reassurance that God's got my back and that these next years are going to be super awesome. While Calvary is the place that I found God and that I've grown into who I was meant to be, I look forward to going forward and meeting new people who will contribute to my walk and my faith as well. One of the things that used to freak me out is I would always hear stories of people going off to college and not going to church anymore and having their faith be weakened. But being here at Calvary has given me the foundation that I need to prevent that from happening. In the gospel today, we're called to go and make disciples of all nations. And one thing that I've been reflecting on is that to go and make disciples of others, we have to first make disciples of ourselves. So my goal through this summer and leading up to the fall is to develop a routine of studying the Bible and implementing God and making God the foundation of my life and implementing everything else around it so that God and my faith are my foundation. Because as it says in the Bible many times, the strongest foundation you can have is God and your faith, because if you build your life around anything else, there's a good chance that it'll fall. As it also says in the gospel, God is with us always to the end of age. knowing that makes this entire process of change a lot easier. God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And even though everything else in my life is going to change, I'm going to be living in a different room, in a different city. I'm going to be eating different food and living with different people. And I'm not going to have this community. I know that God will always be there. And I know all of you will as well. It's nice having this comfort as I leave. As I said in the beginning, I spent the past 18 years of my life as a member of Calvary. You all have watched me grow, and I've watched many of you grow. You've taught me so many life lessons, and I hope I have taught you some things as well. You all have made me laugh and smile, and it brought so much warmth into my life, and I hope that I have brought some joy into your life as well. But most of all, you have all done what God calls us to do. You have loved me as Christ does, and you have shown me compassion and grace, and that is something that I will carry with me all of my life. The thing about grace and compassion is that God shows it to us even when we don't deserve it. And that's something that I know my family and people of this in this community have shown me as well, even when I didn't deserve it. And I hope that I can carry that into my life and that I can show Christ's light and love to others as you've shown it to me. Not many people get to grow up in as tightly knit of a church community as Calvary is and as we have gotten to be in. And I don't think that's something I truly realized until the past few years. And once I realized that, it makes this place that much more special because we all are such a tight-knit family, and it's so unique and special that so many of you have gotten to watch me grow up, and now you're getting to watch more people grow up. And in a couple years, or next year and every year after that, there will be someone new standing up here. And I'm just so blessed that Calvary is my home church and that you're all a part of my life. And so again, I just want to thank you all for everything that y'all have done to me and done for me and continue to do for me, and for making this such a safe place. And I look forward to seeing what this place becomes in the future. And I look forward to coming back every holiday and every time I'm home. And I just want to say I thank you all so much, and I love you all so much. Amen.